Hello, everybody. I just want to talk really quick about an important topic to me. It should be an important topic to you. And that is the fact that we as humans have a responsibility to take care of this planet. Now, I don't know if many of you understand this, but if our planet dies, we die. Now, granted, most of the generations that are alive right now will probably not be alive when the day comes that this planet does die. But we are going to suffer, and we are currently suffering. It's just not really reaching us to the point to where it's like, oh, hey, yeah, this is bad, you know? But unfortunately, it's not us as society in general that's the problem. It's these big corporations that's the problem, honestly. These big corporations, you know, the car companies, these big factories, you know, things you don't hear about. A lot of these companies that are sitting here and telling you, you know, you got to buy electric cars, you know, you got to go green, you know, your waste management needs to change, your water consumption needs to change, blah, 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 blah. All those companies are the reason why our planet is failing. They use up every resource this planet has. And don't even get me started with the meat industry. That is another fucking topic I'll get into another day, but the government, it is the government. The government has many names, but in general, the government wants us to believe that we need to change in order to save the planet. But I'm sorry to tell you, no matter how much we change, our planet it's not gonna be fixed because of us. It's them, it's the corporations, it's these big companies, like I said before, that are screwing everything up. They're the ones that use all the resources to give us meaningless things. I know this is really random, I don't think I've ever even talked about this, but I'm like sitting here getting ready for bed, and I'm just like, you know, I gotta talk about this for a second. I don't know how many people are gonna hear this. I mean, I know my view count, but it averages around, you know. Point is, everybody needs to take a step back and realize that as much as it may feel like it's up to us to save the planet, and as weird as this is for me to say, there's not really much we can do as individuals to change anything. You know, no matter how many people go vegan, no matter how many people stop using this resource or that resource, I mean, most of us could literally get rid of all of our cars, not use electricity, not use water, reuse everything, and it's not going to change anything. I mean, if we stop buying things, if we stop buying cars, that'll change things. I mean, if we stop buying things and the corporations can't make things, therefore, the corporations have to shut down. That's never going to happen. I mean, it's just not. Everything's supply and demand. There's always going to be something that needs to be created for us to buy. And that's just the way it goes. So unfortunately, I mean, not that I'm some big scientist or anybody that has even a single ounce of a voice here. I don't have a voice at all. But this planet's not going to be saved. And, you know, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to prepare ourselves for it, because we're not going to be here when it fails, when it completely fails. I mean, some of our generations might, like this new generation, like, you know, babies that are like one right now, they'll probably be here when some major crap goes down. But a lot of this stuff is just going to be swept under the rug, and, you know, we're going to be blinded to it for a while. It's going to have to get to the point to where we walk outside, you know, to go to work, to go to the gym, to do anything, just go outside, and all of a sudden, like, our skin starts burning off because the ozone layer is gone. That sounds crazy and dramatic. That sounds crazy and dramatic, but the point is yeah, we can tell there's global warming. Yes, we can. Excuse my voice. I have a weird congestion thing going on. Yeah, you know, we can tell that there's global warming. You know, we can see the ice caps melting. We can feel the air temperatures changing. Yeah, it's clear, you know what I mean? But the problem is it's not affecting anything. It's not affecting the human race, really. And most people don't care about things that don't personally affect them, you know? Like, I could tell you that there's going to be a fire on your way to work, right? but it's not going to touch you, and it's not going to block your traffic. So, or, you know, it's not going to block you to get to work. And, okay, you don't care. But what you don't know is that fire is now burning down some, you know, really important building. But it doesn't matter because it's not affecting you. And not to be an asshole, but that's just kind of how the world works. If something doesn't affect somebody as an individual, even as, or as a whole, as a group, it's not going to bother them. You know, you're trying to convince society that global warming is bad, yet it's not physically affecting the human body at all. Not enough for us to notice yet. Eventually it will. You know, eventually things are going to start getting crazy and things are going to change, but we'll adapt, you know, and probably not care about it some more. And it's unfortunate because I know there's a lot of people out there that do care. I personally know a good amount of people that actually give up a lot of their time to try to fix the world, and unfortunately it's just, I've been saying the word unfortunately 40 times now, it's just not going to help, you know. I mean, not that it matters, but I'm vegan, I'm plant-based, but it's not really for the environment. It's just a personal choice I made for personal reasons. I don't really think me being living off of plant-based materials in foods is gonna change anything. It's not. It's just a personal choice. But I just thought, you know, this would be something different to talk about for a second. Just shed some light on some things that maybe other people can relate, you know? And I've said this in previous episodes, but I'll say it again. If anybody has any questions, or ever wants to reach out to me about anything, whether that's mental health or just random topics, if you want to be a part of one of my podcast episodes, you know, if you think you can hold up an interesting conversation, that'd also be great. Hit me up. I mean, I'm not going to charge you to be on my podcast. So, you know, if you think you're somebody who's interesting to talk to and can hold a good conversation and has, you know, energy to keep up with me and my topics, I would be glad to have you on my episode, on my show, to be a part of this. I can always use new content. So reach out to me. You can find me on my Facebook, which is As Told by Nick. You can find me on Instagram, As Told by Nick. And just, you know, hit me up, you know? I don't know if you can reach me directly through Anchor. You might be able to reach me on Spotify. But like I said, just go on Facebook, look up, not groups. Yeah, just type in As Told by Nick on Facebook, you'll find me. And Instagram, same thing. Just, you know, shoot me a message. Let me know that you know, if you want to be a part of this or any topics you think I could talk about. And I'll make it happen. Because I like talking and I need more content. All right, let me just back that. I don't need more content. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. But it's always nice to have random topics brought up that I can talk about. You know, and I don't care if, like, you know, 100,000 people listen to me or 5 people listen to me. At least somebody's listening to me. And it's entertaining for me to just sit here and talk. It's become quite therapeutic. So, anyways, I gotta get to bed because I have work in the morning and I gotta get to sleep. So, hope the rest of you have a good night. And whenever this gets published and sent out, I hope you have a good day and an afternoon. Thank you for listening. Hope to hear from you. See you later.